Thousands of kilometers away from Afghanistan, the political negotiations go on. Following their talks with the Americans, the Taliban delegation met European representatives in Qatar's capital, Doha. Afghanistan on the agenda too at this virtual G20 meeting, led by Italy. Prime Minister Mario Draghi warned of a humanitarian disaster.
The humanitarian emergency that is unfolding is very serious. Many people and representatives of international organizations and the United Nations have talked of humanitarian catastrophe. And they have noted that with the onset of winter, the situation will get worse.
In Kabul, hardly anyone has any money.
Since the arrival of the Islamic Emirates, I believe that all our colleagues have been unemployed. Meanwhile, our salaries have not been paid by the government. Therefore, my request to the government of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan is to pay us our salaries first, because the people live in poverty.
Unpaid salaries, no jobs, a country that has a severe cash flow problem, hugely dependent on billions of dollars of international aid that is now being withheld. And there's a growing security problem too, with ISIL in Afghanistan increasing its attacks. We met the man in charge of Kabul security. He says the Taliban is more than capable of handling the ISIL threat.
If ISIL is a threat to Afghanistan, it will also be a threat to the neighboring countries. Taliban have promised the world that it will not let the terrorist groups use Afghanistan as a base for launching attacks. As I can see in the past 20 days, Taliban damaged ISIL capabilities with our security operations against them.
But ISIL in Afghanistan has managed to carry out deadly attacks, including here in Kabul, preventing armed groups like it from gaining ground here and using it to attack other countries was one of the top points of last year's Doha agreement between the US and the Taliban.
Despite engaging in dialogue with the Taliban, the international community has made it very clear that this does not mean an official recognition of the Taliban as Afghanistan's government. That's dependent on things like an all-inclusive government and protecting the rights of women. And as that back and forth continues, billions of much-needed dollars are being withheld abroad, and that's having a devastating impact on the people here. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Kabul.